My Light Shines. This is Dr. Herbert Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. My light shines. Wherever I go in the world, whatever people see of me, they see it because of the light in me that is shining. They see it because of who I am. They don't look at me and see otherness. They don't look at me and see the crowd, or they don't look at me and see the teeming masses. They look at me and they only see who I am. And that's the same thing you and I do as we look at others. We only look at others and see who they are by their light. What is their light shining upon? What is their light saying? Is their light saying, I am a good man, I am a good woman? Is their light saying, I have done terrible things? Is their light saying, I feel guilty? Is their light saying, I am a happy person, I am a fulfilled person, I am a worthwhile person? Is their light saying, I stand for goodness and truth and love, I stand for purity, I stand for integrity? Is that what their light stands for? Of course, if it does, that means that's what your light stands for, that's what my light stands for. My light stands for whatever I see in my world. No matter how wonderful or how sad it may be, my light is that reflection in the outer, what I am in myself. Now, that's a pretty heavy thing to have to carry around, because a lot of people look at the world around them and they say, I didn't cause that. I didn't cause these problems. I didn't cause these illnesses. I didn't cause this distress. Oh, yes, we did. As we give attention to anything, we cause it. Whatever we give attention to, we cause it. My light shining out of me sparkles in the world, and everyone looks at me and sees perfection and goodness and right action. Oh, there may be times that I come short of the mark. There may be times that I don't quite equal up to the light that's within me. For a moment I doubt. For a moment I feel there's a problem. And in that moment, all sorts of hell breaks loose. All sorts of problems come up. But I can return to my original purity and integrity. I can return to my original light and live in that original light, shine in that original light, be in that original light, and let nothing else concern me in the slightest except that original light. And when I do that, my goodness sakes, is the world a wonderful place. The world is only a reflection of who I am within myself. The world in the outer is only a reflection of what I am in the inner. Now, what would I like my world to be? Well, I look in my heart and I see the good things that are there and I say, that I'd like my world to be. I look in my life and I say, the complete joy, that I'd like the world to be. I like to see the world being itself and having fun. Oh my, that would be legend, that would be beautiful. I'd like to see the world just being itself under all circumstances, being itself. And that self is so wonderful, so fantastic, so glorious that all who look upon that self think, wow, isn't that great? Isn't that just the way it should be? And of course, it is just the way it should be. Where is it that we stand now? We talk week after week, lecture after lecture, month after month, year after year, on this same attitude, on this same topic. We look out at the world and we see it glorious, or we see it sad. And it is our thought. Now, I go within my own house, and I clean up my own house. I take away all the pictures and throw them away. I take away all the books that were of my past learning and throw them away. I'm not there anymore. I'm now in a new trek, in a new path, perhaps a new book that I'm reading. And when I'm done reading it, I will throw it away. But others might like to read it, and you're a school, you should have books. No, we aren't. We are a school that teaches one thing. Go within and find the divinity within, and live what that divinity within tells you to do. No books are involved. Oh, we may have textbooks for our courses. We may have required reading and listening tapes and books. But the thing is, these are transitory. These are momentary. These are things that move us toward the direction we want to go. Once we have listened within and found within and stayed within and believed what we heard within, then all the outer symbols, all the outer books, all the outer learning things are unimportant. We will find that if we live what we believe, nothing is important other than that. All of our degrees that we have earned in life from one place or another, all of the recognitions that we have earned, all of the approvals by the organizations that we have done good jobs with, all of these things are of totally no importance. The only thing that's important is, who am I right now? What do I believe about myself right now? Where do I stand in my philosophy right now? Do I look at words and chase after words and try to understand them? Or do I look at symbols and realize these symbols stand for who I am, what I am, where I am, why I am? Well, we say we'd like to study into the absolute philosophy. We'd like to study into the art and science of wholeness, the song and the spirit. We'd like to study into illumination, the handbook of ascended masters. We'd like to look into all of these things, because what that does, it sort of helps us along our way. That's right. It helps you along the way, and each page tells you, listen within and only follow what the divine within you tells you to do. Now, if our books tell you anything different, if our books tell you to worship the book, to worship the author, to worship other students, then somewhere we've gone astray. I don't believe that's true, and I know because I wrote the books. What we teach and what we believe is, listen to the divine within and follow what the divine within says at all times. And doing that, your light will be so bright, so wonderful, so glorious, that all the world will be illumined by who and what you are. Accept this now as truth for you today, and enjoy it in every single wonderful, beautiful way. And know that I love you, I love you, I love you.